The weather forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area today, partly to mostly sunny. It'll be very warm and humid. We're expecting a high around 90. Wind from the southeast to south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few showers and thunderstorms, and a low around 70. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and storms and a high of 82. Right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana, it's up to 79 degrees. And it's 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Monday afternoon, NAS reported 66% of the corn crop was rated good to excellent, down 1% from last week. 59% of the crop is silking, compared with 34% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 81%. 7% has entered dough stage, compared with the five-year average of 19%. For soybeans, 62% of the crop is rated good to excellent, down 1% from last week. 62% of soybeans are blooming, compared with 45% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 79%. 21% is setting pods, compared with the five-year average of 39%. 60% of the spring wheat crop is rated good to excellent, and that's down 3% from a week ago. The early calls for cash hog prices in the Midwest today are mostly steady, but demand for later in the week and weekend is uncertain. Terminals are called mostly steady with top prices from $51 to $58. Peoria is called steady today with top price of $51. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, July 28th, negotiated swine purchases were $11,760. For the base market hog, on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $72.25 to $81.76. The weighted average was $78.26. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $52.52 to $64.55. The weighted average $62.02. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,471. The base price range, $73 to $82.50. The weighted average, $80.77. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $52.04 to $64.50, and the weighted average was $60.53. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we do have a few weather concerns, although I really am not overly worried at this point about the fact that we do have a ridge of high pressure building into the Midwest. It is going to provide some hot and dry days. We've had a lot of moisture so far this season. The ridge of high pressure is going to move through this weekend and early next week and push off to the east, and then another one will likely develop out west. And when that one develops out west next week, we'll get in a northwest flow, and that will bring in some cooler air back to more seasonable temperature readings, and also a chance of showers and thunderstorms around the middle of next week. So at this point, I'm not overly concerned about the pattern change. If this were the case starting in June and becoming persistent, I'd be a little more worried. But we are going to have the hottest air of the season coming in over the weekend into early next week. Temperatures across much of the Corn Belt will get well into the 90s. And ahead of it, some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely will occur tonight into tomorrow. Coverage will not be 100%. Amounts will probably be a little bit lighter the farther east you go. As of late, most of the moisture has been falling over Iowa and Missouri, and that was the case again during the last 24 hours, the northwest and western Midwest getting the most rain. Actually, the heaviest rain fell in the eastern Dakotas. Eastern North Dakota generally picking up 1 to 2.5 inches of rain, and portions of eastern South Dakota, 1/10 of an inch to 3/4 of an inch. And you go south of there, you go from eastern Kansas through northern Missouri and a small part of south central Iowa, there's another batch of rain. And that also includes part of southern Illinois, generally 1/10 to 1/2 inch of rain there. Minnesota picking up light rain as well, but as you go farther east, it was dry over the last 24 hours. But hot and humid weather is expected across much of the Corn Belt today. Showers and thunderstorms are going to occur in the northern parts of the Corn Belt as an upper air disturbance moves across that area. And showers and thunderstorms in our two-state area most likely to occur in northern and west central Illinois. Then there's another batch of moisture right now, and that batch of moisture showing up on radar with showers and thunderstorms from about central Kansas into Oklahoma and north central Texas. And some of that's the remnants of hurricane and tropical storm Dolly. And as that pushes eastward, that could provide some rain overnight tonight into tomorrow across the Midwest Corn Belt, the southern portions at least. I don't anticipate coverage of heavy rain to be too great in our two-state area. And then showers will linger in the Ohio Valley tomorrow night into Thursday, but most of the Midwest will be drying out at that point. And again, mostly dry weather Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Next chance of showers coming Tuesday with a lot of high heat. Now in the Delta, some of those showers from Dolly may push through the very dry Mississippi Delta region Thursday into Friday, but right now it doesn't look like there's going to be heavy rainfall. And over the next couple of weeks, generally hot weather and many dry days expected across the Delta, so that's a problem area. The other area we're still monitoring for potential problems is the western spring wheat belt. It's a little dry there. That's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 825, up one half, last trade down one. December 847, down a quarter, last trade down 3.5. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 798.5, up 3/4, last trade down 2.75. December 822, up a quarter, last trade down 3. March 844, up a quarter, last trade down 4. September corn opened at 582.5, up a half, last trade down 4.5. December 601.5, up a quarter, last trade down 3.75. March 621.75, up one, last trade down 3.5. Take it out to July, 644.25, up one, last trade down 4.5. August beans open at 1404.75, up 4.5, last trade down 22. September, 1397.25, up one, last trade down 22.25. November, 1401, up five, last trade down 21.5. August soybean meal open at 377, up 120, last trade down 390. August soybean oil open at 5929, down one, last trade down 110. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Anything in the NAS report that will be traded today, or is it all old news?
I think it's pretty much all old news. They do have more moisture coming in places. Last night's trade was pretty negative on the tech charts, but I think the 1% better in corn and beans was expected. Just not be able to hold these prices back up.
At what point do you think, if there is a point, that will traders revisit the NAS numbers and say, we are behind? Because clearly we are behind, and we will continue to be behind probably into August.
Oh, I think we'll continue to be behind clear through the end of the season, because the season will be lower later. But I think that's to be expected because of the late planting. And I don't know that they're really paying much attention to it as far as crop size, just thinking that we'll have enough time to get the later crop in.
Certainly what's on their minds is the August crop production report, and in particular, planted and harvested acres.
Right. I think the big thing will be harvested acres. What are they going to come with there, especially on corn? And then on beans, what are the actual planted acres numbers going to be?
You have an early estimate, an early guess ahead of that?
I really don't. I think there's guesses all over the place, and even that report, I think they will adjust later after the harvest.
So technical action overnight was negative. How negative was it?
Pretty negative, especially on the beans, down 22, breaking through various numbers. There's people thinking we could go all the way to 1320 now on those beans. And, you know, we were just at 14-plus this last week.
Welcome to the world of volatility, I suppose.
Volatile is the word. We could still be down a couple dollars on beans and be positive long-term just because of worries about the crop size and the usage on the soybeans.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock. What will the action look like there today?
There we're just talking mixed in both hogs and cattle, a little higher, a little lower. Not much out there to push it one way or the other.
Has there been some spreading going on in the hogs lately?
Yeah, I think there probably has on the nearbys and the far outs.
All right, Pete, good talking to you, and we'll talk to you again in 1 week.
Thank you.
Pete Manhar debates commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. Remember, you can get this broadcast as well as all of our agricultural broadcasts every day by podcast. Go to WILLAG.org and click on the podcast link in the right navigation window. Full instructions there to subscribe to everything. You're listening to WILL Urbana, AM 580 AM and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3 Urbana.